What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne. And listen, this episode is for you if you have feet. So stay tuned, man. Brad, what are we talking about today, brother?
If you have feet, man. So today I want to talk about being present. So where else would you rather be than right here, right now? That's from my man, Marv Levy of the Buffalo Bills. Let's get after it.
Let's go.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Man, for life, baby. What it look like, what it be like, what it do, back in here, another edition of the Bad Podcast, Brad and Dwayne, back behind the microphone, man. We're super excited. We got a special guest. We're super excited about another episode. We're streaming live right now in the Eager to Run, Run Club group. Also, we're streaming live on YouTube as well, man. So wherever you're checking it out, we appreciate you guys tuning in and checking this out. Spreading the love about the Bad Podcast, the baddest podcast out here, because it has Brad and Dwayne. So, Brad, man, who we got on with us today, brother?
Well, first and foremost, be where your feet are. So let's just talk about feet, and I'm going to pass the ball over to Breanne. Breanne, tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Dr. Breanne Wilson, and I am a podiatrist. So for those who don't know, a podiatrist is a foot doctor. We go to school, undergrad, and then we do 4 years of podiatry school. And then I did 3 years of residency. I did 2 years in Buffalo, which I'm from, 1 year in California, and then came back home to Buffalo. I've been practicing almost 15 years, and I work with the residency program here, so helping to train the podiatrists of the future. I love what I do. Fun fact, I actually hate feet, right? So I don't want feet touching me, right? But I can touch them.
What?
I know, it's weird. It's weird. Some of my friends in undergrad, when they found out I was going to be a podiatrist, they were like, but you don't like feet. So, I mean, it is what it is. But I picked feet because, you know, podiatry has a variety of different, you know, diagnosis and things that you can treat. And for the most part, people can come in with pain and leave without pain. So it's really fulfilling. And I love the work that I do.
That's amazing. First and foremost, do you like feet, D?
Listen, man, I have no issue with feet, brother. Like, you know, I've never, like, I always thought it was interesting when people were like, I don't like feet. Don't put your feet on me. It's just another part of the body. Me, I don't know. But that is interesting that you don't like feet, and that is the job that you do. It's amazing.
Yeah. I have a 3-year-old, and even when she puts her feet on me, I like gently.
Remove.
I can relate. I'm not a big feet guy, foot guy. I'm not a big foot guy. Foots. I'm not a big foots guy. I'm not a big feet guy. So, you know, one of the things that we like to talk about is running, you know, fitness in general. How can you plug, you know, the fitness industry, the running industry? How do a lot? Do you see a lot of people that come into you saying, hey, I've been running and I've been having issues. And what can you tell us about that?
So, yeah, I do see a lot of people who run, a lot of athletes. Most commonly, one of the biggest things that we treat, especially in runners, is something called plantar fasciitis, right? So people can have pain in the bottom of their heel. Usually it's worse when they get out of bed in the morning or after sitting for long periods of time, they go to get up and it just feels like something's stabbing them in their heel. You know, you walk around a little bit, it gets a little better. But as soon as you sit down for any length of time and you go to get up, the pain hurt, that you have pain in your heel. Definitely common in runners. I definitely see it a lot in runners who don't change their shoes often, or if they're not wearing the proper type of sneaker. And then also if they're not stretching, right? Stretching is super important. When you have your calf muscle that becomes your Achilles tendon that attaches to your heel, it wraps around the bottom of your heel, becomes part of your plantar fascia. So if you have really tight calf muscles, it can really wreak havoc on your feet and then therefore making running difficult or painful.
I like the changing the shoes. And I want you to talk about that and dive a little deeper because, you know, in the running industry, we're changing our shoes all the time. So how often do you recommend that you change shoes?
Usually every 200 to 250 miles is good to change. But also in that, if you can rotate your shoes like in that same period. So don't run in those same shoes for that 200 miles. So if you have maybe like two or three pairs of sneakers that you can rotate and then get to 200 to 250 miles out of each sneaker, that will actually help reduce your risk. And one study shows up to 39%. Of having an injury. So rotating your shoes and having the proper shoe is really important.
That's interesting. I'm always a 300 guy. I'm a numbers guy, so it has to have that three in it. So at 300 miles is my magic number. But I had a pair of shoes that had about 1200 miles, and I ran a half marathon, and I walked out of that race back pain, hip pain, ankle pain, everything pain. My mind hurt, my brain hurt that day, but because I had about 1200 miles on those suckers. I do like the idea of rotating the shoes. Do you recommend having two pairs of shoes, one for a treadmill, one for outdoors?
I think that would be a good idea to definitely switch them up in that way, just depending on the surface that you're running on. Yes.
Now, are you in long distance running?
No.
Nah. Dwayne is Dwayne is diving into the long distance running world.
No,
or so I like to think myself.
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely more of a spin girl. I like spinning a lot better. I actually ran track in high school and a little bit in college. And what's funny, last week I've been like walking, running, trying to get into running a little bit. And so I take my daughter out on a walk or a run. And so I'm running and she goes, fast, go faster. I'm like, oh gosh, okay, now I've started something. Maybe I'll start running a little bit, but it's really not my favorite.
I like it. You know, we got the big Why So Serious run walk this weekend. And I want to emphasize the walking portion of our event this weekend, because a lot of people will see that 1 hour and 3 minutes. It's not a distance race. This is a me versus me sort of race. It's 1 hour and 3 minutes. What can you accomplish sort of deal? But I want to touch on this because a lot of people will look at something like that and be like, I have to be a runner. I have to be a runner. But you can actually walk this thing. So I want to talk about the long game, an hour and 3 minutes on your feet. What are some things I can do to prepare myself for that?
So number one, definitely stretching, like we talked about before, making sure you have the proper shoes. Some other things I think people don't realize is also the socks that you wear. Because if you're not wearing the proper sock, it can cause friction, it can cause blistering. And so you want to, in normal everyday life, I usually recommend a sock that has like cotton in it, right? To allow for airflow. So, you know, your feet aren't too sweaty all day, but it's definitely different when you're running. So when you're running, you want a sneaker that either has like a wool blend, like a merino wool, polyester or nylon, just because it's moisture wicking and it helps to keep the sweat away from your feet. And you want to make sure it's the proper fit, right? You don't want a sock that's too tight. And you don't want a sock that's too loose. You want a sock that's just right. And this is the other funny thing, right? People underestimate toenails. If your toenails are too long and then you put on a tight sock and you don't have on a proper sneaker, that's what leads to like the blood underneath the nails. It can lead to ingrown toenails. You know, it can really wreak havoc. So cutting your toenails properly, you know, is also something that I would recommend.
I gotta say something. All right, don't judge me. All right,
I
honestly take very good care of my feet because of the long distance running. I'm always on my feet with running. But just recently, and it wasn't a long toenail, but it for some reason, like I must have missed the edge, and it was like a dagger, right? So I went out for a 10-mile run. I got back. I'm like, man, my toes like sore. It just didn't feel right. I took my shoe off. My sock from like the middle of my foot down to the edge of my toes was completely red. It looked like somebody had chopped off this like half of my foot. And I'm like, what in the world? Like it felt like there was some discomfort, but it wasn't like painful. So I took my shoe off and I took my sock off, and there was, I mean, a cut like that small, but it had bled through my entire white sock. That sock is now in the garbage, junk. But that's a great point to bring up, that those toenails. Is that something that, you know, in podiatry, I'm not too familiar with exactly what you do. Is that, you know, toenails, is that something that you guys do? Or is it more like joints, ligaments, bones and muscles.
So that's the great thing about podiatry. We actually deal, depending on the type of podiatrist, we deal with everything. Like I deal with everything from ingrown toenails, thick fungal toenails, all the way to surgery. So I do surgery as well. So that's why I like podiatry, because it's so multifaceted. You know, one day I can be doing ingrown toenails, the next day I can be performing an amputation, you know, so it's just very multifaceted in what I do.
That's where I draw the line, is amputation.
Draw that line. Yeah.
I think a lot of people.
You should, right?
That's where I draw the line. Like, we ain't going that far. Yeah. So I want to go back to the sock thing. I mean, number one, I'm obsessed with socks already. I'm not a runner, but I do have a funny experience.
You had to plug that, didn't you?
I definitely had to plug that. It's an interesting experience, and if I wish I'd heard this conversation back then. So it's going to sound funny, but I had started a new job. I had worked in dispatch for, you know, years, and I become a recruiter. Like I finally transitioned into a recruiter. I had an office job. And so I bought all of these, you know, fancy Sunday-like socks, but I still had to do a lot of walking, although I was a recruiter. And so, but here's the thing, I was putting shea butter, you know, on my feet, and I'm like, okay, try to keep them moisturized. But while I had those silky socks, and then I had those dress shoes that were sliding a little bit, and my feet blistered up crazy. And I thought it was the shea butter, because, you know, usually I do cocoa butter, I'm going to switch it up. And I thought it was the shea butter, but it actually was the socks that was, I mean, I'm talking about blisters on top of blisters on my toes, in between my toes. But it's ironic. I mean, I figured it out later, but at the time, I thought it was the, because I switched up the lotions on it. But it's interesting that even if you're not a runner, socks and shoes are still important, you know, if you have doing any amount of walking or anything like that. But yeah, that's my add to this story, because, you know, I don't have anything else.
Just plug once again that you're not a runner. I like how you plugged that, though. You were like, yeah, I want to talk about socks, I'm not a runner. And you just kept rolling. You just kept rolling. You had to make a point.
Absolutely. But no, that when you said that sent a light bulb off, because I definitely experienced that for sure.
The other thing I think is super important that people fail to realize, and I have these posters up in my office, right, in every treatment room, is how to wash your feet, right? So some people have this notion that when you're taking a shower and the soap goes to your feet, they're getting clean.
Aren't they?
They're nope. Not.
I hope my wife's not watching this. She already knows.
You must get down there and wash your feet in between your toes. It's so important. And then when you get out, you have to dry your feet thoroughly and dry between your toes. I promise you, at least probably 25% of like athlete's foot rashes, things like that, that occur on people's feet, can be avoided if you just properly wash your and dry your feet. And I mean, not to pick on men, but for some reason, men typically just like, one guy was like, you know, I stand on the towel. No, you have to, and then they just, you know, quickly, and you're putting your shoes and your socks back on. And so you're creating this perfect storm, perfect environment for fungus to thrive, right? Athlete's foot, fungal toenails, which can also impact, you know, your overall health, and it can impact, you know, your running and things like that. So please wash and dry your feet properly.
Yeah,
Brad,
I won't go too deep. I've never had fungus on my feet, to my knowledge. I do have ticklish feet, so my wife always picks on me because I'm not a ticklish guy. You could try to tickle me anywhere, and I'm not ticklish until you touch my feet, and it's like game over. But so I don't do a great job of getting deep in there, and I've never had any fungus, and maybe that's why I can't excel in the running game. Like I do pretty good, but maybe if I started drying my feet, maybe I'd excel. Maybe I'd take that next step in the running game.
You should try that. Try that for Saturday.
I'm going to try it.
So, I mean, again, not to be too personal, but, you know, the drying between the toes, that was a game changer for me. Because, you know, I grew up in the country, many of y'all know. And my dad was one of those guys that kept his shoes on till he woke up. You know, I mean, till he went to bed and put it on as soon as he woke up. So I had that same habit. And then I had went and got my feet done. And the lady was like, yo, you gotta get between them toes. I was like, oh, okay. Like, you know, you don't know. Like you said, I guess guys, we don't think about it, but man, this is helping somebody. So we appreciate you being on.
Absolutely.
I'm sure right here.
Yeah.
You're helping at least one person right here, right now, right?
That's all. If I can touch one person, help them get those feet together.
That's right. Another fun fact before Brad keep going. I learned about the title of podiatry from The Cosby Show, because one time, one of his daughters, he was like, he's a doctor. He's like, he's a podiatrist. And I was like, what is that? But then, you know, it made me intrigued enough to find out, like, you know, mm-hmm. But he was impressed by that. So, you know, that's a little fun fact, how I figured out what that was. It's small little small town country boy over here.
Now, I'm impressed, and I love this conversation, because Dwayne, you're right. You know, like, you hear a word like podiatry, and like, I mean, a lot of people have heard that word. They don't associate it with feet. And you know, whether you're going to work or you're signed up for a long distance run, everything starts with your feet. Like, if you have fungus on your feet, that's going to impact what you do at work. If you have an ankle injury, that's going to impact your race. Everything that you do in your life stems from your feet. And I love this conversation because it's all about that exposure, boy, you know. And I'm going to go with the motivation, like I try to do
it, man.
But it's all, you know, it's about your exposure level. And Dwayne and I are learning something here today, because we've never heard this side of your feet. I've never heard of some of this stuff, like how cleaning between your toes can help you with running and help you with just everyday life, like exposure level. So this is a prime time podcast and topic, because we're learning about the simplicity of taking care of your feet, but the complexity of mm-hmm. how far it can take you.
Absolutely. The other thing I kind of want to just mention, you know, after a certain age, typically, I don't know, 16, 17, maybe after your parents stop taking you to get new shoes, most adults don't know their real shoe size. And so they're not, that will also contribute to foot issues.
Oh, man.
Whether you're running, whether you're at work, whether you're just out with the kids, whatever you're doing, 50-60% of my patients are not wearing the right shoe size. And so I typically, one of the first things I will do, two things that I do when patients come in with a problem, I first look at their sneakers, right? I look at the bottom, I look at the tread. The tread is gone, throw these in the garbage. First question, how long have you had these? If they tell me 2 years, throw them in the garbage. These are not your outside shoes. These are not walking the dog shoes. These are throw in the garbage shoes, mm-hmm. period. Mm-hmm. And then I measure their feet. Because, like I said, most people are not wearing the correct shoe size. And what sometimes people do is they say that their feet have gotten wider, and so they try to compensate by getting longer shoes, which doesn't, I don't know why.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Oh. And so, you know, proper shoe size.
Well, I'm just looking at the screen, and there's three people on the screen. And I know 33% of people on this screen as of a year ago didn't understand the importance of shoe size. And by the look of Dwayne's face, I'm going to say 66% of the people on the screen at some point didn't understand the importance of shoe size. I went to a Fleet Feet a year and a half ago, and I've always told my wife, I'm an 11 in these shoes, but I'm an 11 and a half in these shoes. And sometimes that does work for me depending on brand, but so I went into Fleet Feet. He's like, what size you wear? And I said 11s, and he says, you don't wear 11s. He said, I'm gonna show you. And he put me on one of those measurement
device,
exactly. And bada bing bada boom, he's like, this is the shoe size you need right here. And I put those Hokas on, and I felt like I was lying.
what size did he put you to? Or
11 and a half. I mean, I was between, I'm like an 11 and three quarters. He put me in a 12 and they were a touch too big, but that 11 and a half was boom. But I've always, always, always bought 11s. And I've all like, I just thought the shoes were supposed to be snug. I thought they were, I thought the toe boy was supposed to boom. You know, I thought I was going to jam that foot in there. And I, that's just what I always thought.
You don't remember your mama tell you to hold your toe up?
I thought that was a mom thing, so they'd fit an extra year. I thought that was a hey, this is a growth thing. Like we need to think about where you're gonna be. So we want to make sure these shoes are a one inch too big.
Hey, bro, I'm gonna tell you hold that toe up, boy. Make sure it ain't at the edge.
she was looking out for me, but I had in the back of my mind, nah. She's trying to make sure these fit 6 months from now, 1 year from now. Oh man. Yeah.
I love this so much.
what's the best piece of advice you can give for somebody that's preparing for this weekend? You know, we're 3 days out from the Why So Serious Run Walk. We got the in-person event at Sweet Home High School. We got the virtual option, which people up the East Coast and even out West are taking advantage of. But what is the one piece of advice you can talk about preparation-wise? We talked about stretching and exercise. Maybe that's the best piece of advice, but take it away. Tell us the best piece of advice in preparation for this weekend.
So I would say the best piece of advice I would have, especially to avoid any kind of injury, is to check your shoes. Look at the bottom. If there's any tread, you can't see the tread, I would not walk or run in those shoes because it can cause some type of injury to your foot, to your ankle. And like you even pointed out when you ran in those sneakers that you know, you had for so long, it can cause knee, lower back issues. So if nothing else, and I'm not saying go get a brand new pair of sneakers, because that's not, you know, great as well, because sometimes you want to break them in. But definitely, if you have sneakers and on the bottom, like one side, there's absolutely no tread, I would not avoid those shoes. Throw them in the garbage.
What you're telling me is I can go get a new pair of shoes today.
That is not what.
That's what
said.
I hear. That's not what I'm hearing.
I think this whole conversation was geared towards you having an argument against some new shoes. Like you started it in that direction. Like,
okay, I'm going to Fleet Feet today, and I'm my wife's gonna ask me, hey, why are you getting a new pair of shoes? You just got a new pair of shoes because Dr. Breanne told me so.
Doctor prescribed.
Prescribed.
Only if your treads are old, but your treads are not old, so
I'm sure they're not, man. Man, get out of here. Look, I'm usually a 12, but you know, now I'm second guessing myself. So, Brad,
when
send me
the
some
last
of them
time
11.
You had your foot measured?
It's been a while. I ain't gonna hold you. I just ordered some because I ain't running nowhere, so you know, I'm just chilling. but anyway, as we get ready to transition, Dr. B, I want you to tell the folks about your practice and you know, you're one of the sponsors. I want you to shout all that out, where they can find you, all of that. And then we'll transition into our little fun piece.
Yeah, sure. So number one, I'm happy to say I just moved locations to my practice. So now I'm located at 1431 Hurdle Avenue in Buffalo, New York. The phone number is 716-897-3720. We do take insurance. And we are on Facebook at Pure Podiatry of WNY. And I am on Instagram at Dr_Bree. We are proud to sponsor this walk run. I will be walking, not running, but I will walk.
There's no only in that. There's no only in that walk. It's still an hour and 3 minutes. Remember?
Yes. So be out there. I'm going to be out there with my good shoes, with my toenails trimmed and my feet washed.
I get it.
Yeah, that's it. It's not buy new shoes, Brad. It's wash your feet. That is today's lesson. Yeah. All right, Dr. B. So right here, we're going to do what we call our do you know or did you know moment. And this is a segment of the show where you share something that you might not have said publicly. You hadn't said it on any of the interviews. This is like a surprise thing that people might not know about you. I'm going to play a short video. I'll give you a little time to think. So it's short. So here we go. The video's over. Hope you got it together. What is the do you know or did you know moment about you, Dr. B?
Oh, let's see. Did you know that I married to a sneakerhead who owns over 300 pairs of sneakers?
Did not know that, but I mean, it makes sense. Brad, would you consider yourself a sneakerhead, sir?
Yeah.
I know you would. I know you would. And I'm the opposite. Listen, give me some
socks.
Oh yeah, socks is my jam. It's way cheaper than sneakers. That's why.
maybe that's where I need to switch up directions and go for socks, because shoes, they put a dent in my wallet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The deep sigh, it lets us know that she agrees. She agrees. Oh yeah, no, that's fire. We appreciate that. We thank you so much for coming on. And I think somebody on YouTube Live, somebody put in the comments that is very helpful. Need new sneakers. You see, we helping people right now. We're helping people right now. So we appreciate you guys checking it out live. Those on Facebook, thank you guys as well. Brad, man, what you got, man? What are we closing out with today?
Your toes will be always at the end of your feet, but at the beginning of your new journey. Make sure they're clean every step of the way.
Get between them toes, baby. All right, good stuff.